The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is the fifth Sunday of Easter. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. Jesus' teaching in John chapter 15, from which today's Mass reading is taken, can be seen as a counterpart to the Bread of Life discourse in John chapter 6. Both are, in part, Eucharistic-centered. That's obvious with John 6, but the same can be said with a little imagination of the depiction of the vine and the branches, which is the central image of this reading. Jesus says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes, so that it bears more fruit." Well, how is this Eucharistic? Because our Lord's command to remain in him, the vine, implies remaining close in sacramental communion with him. The sacraments are instruments that Jesus himself gave us to bring about this union. They inaugurate it, they nurture it, and they sustain it. This teaching of the Lord is both comforting and challenging. It's comforting because with proper attention to our soul, it's possible to bear fruit. The challenge is if we don't, we are lost. Our Heavenly Father, the Lord teaches, takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit. He goes on, those branches will be thrown out and wither. They will be burned. It seems that Jesus wants to put a holy fear into our hearts, to let us know that the stakes in this business of discipleship are high indeed. So what does it mean to bear fruit? In the New Testament, fruit can refer to virtues, to good works, and even to evangelistic effectiveness. In the letter to the Galatians, St. Paul writes, "The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control." And in his letter to the Colossians, St. Paul goes on to add that one of the marks of a disciple is bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. So to bear fruit means to grow in the virtues, to expand one's practice of charity, and to use our mind to absorb the gospel and its implications. But Jesus also wants us to understand that those who do bear fruit will be pruned. When a plant is pruned, its unproductive, weak, or dead parts are cut away so that the plant's limited energy might be directed to what is healthy and growing, so the plant can flourish. But if a plant were conscious, this process would be unpleasant, as it can be for us. However, it's important to understand that only what is living is pruned. The dead is thrown out. So even though we strive to be faithful, we should expect to undergo spiritual pruning through the providential testing and trials allowed by God to strengthen our faith. Let's never be afraid to undergo this, to undergo the pruning that God has in mind for us. Though it may be difficult, it will give new life to our souls and graft us more firmly to the vine, which is Christ. God bless you.